What's up, folks? This is Brandon DeLore with Sports Noise Podcast, and today is—it's a very—a lot of stuff has happened in the NBA world. a lot of stuff I haven't posted in a while. Just taking a little break. I saw somebody. It is Wednesday, May 29th, and we are in the Western and Eastern, well, right now we're in the Western Conference Finals only. So, the Mavericks beat the Thunder in six. The Pacers beat the Knicks in seven. The Celtics beat the Cavaliers in, I think that was five. I'm pretty sure that was a five game series. And then the Timberwolves beat the Nuggets in seven. So the Western Conference Finals look like Timberwolves. And then we had Celtics Pacers. In the Celtics Pacers series, Celtics swept the Pacers. So the Celtics are in the NBA Finals, which was part of my prediction. But my predictions are already wrong, because I predicted Nuggets, Celtics. I underestimated the Timberwolves a lot, and I think a lot of people did. Anthony Edwards has been insane in the playoffs with that Suns and Timberwolves, Nuggets series. So it is currently it's only games on the NBA right now are Mavericks, Timberwolves. The Mavericks are up 3-1 in that series. Mavs they wanted a sweep yesterday. They won three in a row, won the first two in Minnesota, went to Dallas, won that one. And then they were in Dallas for game four, and they wanted to close that one out so bad. I watched every second of that game. Just didn't happen. Missed some big shots. Derek Lively with a neck strain injury. He will be back for game five, but just not having him in most of game three and not at all in game four definitely hurt the Mavs. But the Mavs will play Thursday, which is tomorrow. That'll be May 30th. Yes, May 30th. And so, Mavericks, Wolves, I do see the Mavs winning this one. I think, I don't want to take the Wolves too lightly, but they have to win three more. We have to win one more. And I don't see Kyrie, and I don't see Luka letting a series get past us when we're up 3-0, and now 3-1. Kyrie did miss some shots. I think, watch the post-game interview with Luka and Kyrie. Both of them said they let the team down, just being leaders like that and being just competitive players. And so I really thought that was really cool. But yeah, there's just so much to talk about. NHL, the Western and Eastern Conference Finals is the New York Rangers versus the Florida Panthers, and then the Western Conference Finals, the Dallas Stars versus the so the Dallas Stars beat the Colorado Avalanche in the Western semifinals, but now they play the Edmonton Oilers. So that series is 2-1. Stars, Dallas is leading, so the Stars are winning that series. I think they play today. And then I do not know what the Rangers-Panthers series is. I know the Rangers. I think it's 2-1 Rangers. But I could be wrong. I'm just thinking ahead. Stars and Mavs in the... Okay, if you're like a Dallas, Texas sports fan, this might be the best thing that ever happened to us. Rangers win it in October. Texas Rangers. The Dallas Mavericks are in the Western Conference Finals up 3-1. Okay, so that's two. And then we have the Dallas Stars also in the Western Conference Finals up 2-1. Just saying, it probably won't happen, but Mavericks win the NBA Finals and Dallas Stars win the Stanley Cup. That's three Dallas, like, Arlington sports teams winning the winning their championship, each of them winning their championship in the same, like, 6 month, area. Like, Rangers did win it in 2023, but, I mean, October of 2023 was, like, it might be 7 months. It might have been January, February, March, April, May. So there's five. Yeah, okay. 7 months. In like a same, say, 8 month capacity. Or in an 8 month like area, which is incredible. As an Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles fan, I am happy that the Dallas Cowboys did not win the Super Bowl. That would have been heartbreaking. But so focusing on the NBA. Just seeing my Mavericks, up 3-1 on the Timberwolves, which the Timberwolves are a good team. In game 4, Kat was making shots, and Anthony Edwards was, they were playing the best they had in that series, and, Kat was just hitting three after three after three. Gobert played good. They let Gobert get away with a lot of non-fouls, which I think were fouls. But that's just me. Ant was insane. Killer from the mid-range. Kat actually fouled out Gobert and Kat with, like, 3 minutes left in the game. Both had five fouls. Kat actually did get fouled. He did foul out. There was, like, a minute left. It didn't really do anything. We just, Mavs couldn't close it out, missed big shots. Luka missed a free throw, so we're down five with, like, 12 seconds to go. Luka hits an and-one three-pointer, gets fouled behind the three-point line, makes it, and then misses the free throw. So we could have been, that could have been a four-point play, so we could have been down one, and then that puts pressure on them to make free throws, and then a three would have tied it. So, but Luka missing that fouls them. If they make two, it's basically over because it's a two-possession game. And so, yeah, Luka did a lot, but Kyrie, man, I think this one is more on Kyrie. Luka said he didn't put enough energy out there. So did Daniel Gafford. Daniel Gafford in the post-game interview said that he didn't put enough energy, which, you can't have that in the Western Conference Finals. But yeah, I think Kyrie just missed a lot of shots. Missed an open layup. Played not that good of defense. Anthony Edwards saying that he's excited to guard Kyrie was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Like, what is this man on? This man cannot guard Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving. Like, that's like cat and mouse. Anthony Edwards is the mouse trying to beat the cat. That just doesn't happen. So the Kyrie didn't put up insane numbers, but put up numbers enough to where Anthony Edwards couldn't play any defense for the first any offense for the first three games. And literally needed an oxygen tank. If you say, if this guy needed an oxygen tank because Kyrie was just, he was so tired. Anthony Edwards was so tired. Anthony Edwards said, I want to guard Kyrie. Then in like the third game, needs an oxygen tank. That's just funny. I mean, what do you do against Kyrie? I mean, if y'all didn't hear, the Timberwolves coach actually, I think, like, a player ran into him. He tore some stuff, like, off the bone, I think, but he broke his leg. And so he's having to sit behind, like, you usually see, like, Jason Kidd or you see, like, different coaches, they'll be, like, walking up courtside, just, like, I mean, telling the players what to do, and just, like, watching the game, standing up, walking around. But he's having to sit behind the bench, and his assistant coach is having to do what, I mean, a head coach would do. So, that's just, I thought that was crazy. But, yeah, so, Celtics beat the Pacers, so Celtics are in the NBA Finals, and so I pray and pray and pray that the Mavs win one more game. We need one more game. One more game. The Timberwolves need three more. Okay, so we are going back to Minnesota, so it'll now be Minnesota, if necessary. Well, it'll be Minnesota, Game 5. If necessary, in Game 6, Dallas, and then if necessary, Game 7 will be in Minnesota. Because Minnesota got the what? The 3 seed? Because Nuggets got the 2 seed. Thunder got the 1 seed. Yeah, they got the 3 seed. Mavs got the 5 seed. Yeah, so, I mean, just a lot happened in the time period where I, like, wasn't posting. I mean, it was only, like, I think a week and a half, but, that's for another time. So, a lot of stuff happened, and so I'm gonna leave a link to my website, and, before every, like, if you see my podcast or click on it, go to the comments, or go to the description before, because I'll be telling you, like, what I'm talking about. It'll be, like, today I will talk about, and then what I'll be talking about, and then above that will be a link to my website. So yeah, I'm gonna wrap this one up, I think. Oh, one more thing. Luka has a new son. That is Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert was on ice skates trying to guard Luka. Luka in game 2. Game 2, Luka absolutely mauled Rudy Gobert on that step back 3. It was a game winner in the fourth quarter. Like, Luka. I mean, and then I cannot say what he said after, but you can definitely look it up, and they'll tell you. Or you can even you can read his lips. Just look up Luka step back over Rudy Gobert, and you can see what he said, because it's something. But now, yeah, I'm gonna wrap this one up. So, if you're a Mavs fan, or if you're a Dallas, like, Arlington, Texas fan of, like, sports, we could have a Stars win, or Stars win the Stanley Cup, Mavericks win the NBA Finals, and the Rangers win the, well, already, but Rangers win the World Series in, like, the same 7-8 month, like, time range. That's the word. Like, that's just insane. That blows my mind. Sorry for Cowboy fans. Sorry, but not sorry. What was I about to say? I'm still trying to adjust. I took a week and a half off, and I'm still trying to adjust. So this one, I'll leave a link down in the description. So yeah, I'm hoping to see the Mavs in the NBA Finals. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I don't want it to happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if I see the Wolves win maybe one more. But then, cut them off. Do not have this go to a Game 6. Do not have this go to a Game 7. I mean, I want them to end it in Game 5 in Minnesota. But, yeah, so a little bit disappointed by yesterday's game. But tomorrow, the Mavs will win. Mavs in 5. So I'll wrap this one up. This is Raylan with Sports Noise Podcast. I'll see y'all next time. Bye.